Morning. Today's Daf Yud Gimel. We're on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis. Rabbi Rosner is ill. He called me that he was wasn't going to be able to come this morning to give the Daf. I didn't have that much time to prepare, so we'll try our best. It's going to be a little bit of more of a Bekiyas type of Daf today. We'll do our best. So we ended off yesterday finishing up a discussion about vegetables when they become necessary to give ma'aseh. We're going to continue on that. Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah, hatilton. Rashi translates tilton as fenugreek, which we think is fenugreek. It's some kind of spice. Rashi says mint havlin. Anyway, fenugreek, misha titzmach. It's required to get. You are required to give ma'aseh at the time it sprouts. The Gemara will explain that in a minute. Normally, there's a distinction between fruits and vegetables when they are exactly roy to give ma'aser. We're going to have the Gemara tomorrow, which is going to say more detail, whether it's the time of chanata, which is some kind of blossoming, or the time they're picked, or the time they're harvested. So all these are different times when different fruits and vegetables become required to give ma'aser. Here the Mishnah says, by tilton, the cutoff is misha titzmach. Meaning, if it was sprouted in 1 year, then it's either Maaser Rishon or Maaser Sheni, Maaser Ani, depending on that's the cutoff. Ha tvua v'hazesim, tvua, which Rashi interestingly translates tvua. He says dogon, which is grain. The tirosh is wine, which means grapes. That's a big discussion. He says tirosh is kruya tvua. Tvua is called tvua. So zesim tvua, or whatever tvua means, it certainly means grain. And zeitim olives, mishiyviu shlish. When they reach a third of their growth. So again, if it reaches a third of its growth before the cutoff, then it's of that year, and if not, it's of the next year. We're going to spend most of the daf going through that third. My mishatitzmach. What does it mean from the time that it sprouts? Mishatitzmach lizroyim. From the time the seeds sprout. Whatever time that is, whatever cutoff that is, that's the cutoff for tilton. Hatvua v'hazesim, tvua and zesim, mishiyviu shlish. At the moment that they give, that they reach a third of their maturity. When they already reach a third of their maturity, so if it's in year one, it's considered Maaser Rishon or Maaser Sheni. If it's in year three, it's Maaser Ani. And we're going to have about Shemitah as well. So Menahani Mili, where did we get this idea of a third? Where'd that come from? A third of its growth. Rashi points out, we're only asking this question by, where's Rashi? Rashi says, atvua va'azesim koi. Only asking this question on tvua and zesim, the ma'isa did who? Doraisa. Because that ma'isa is doraisa. Tvua and zesim. Maybe that's why he sticks in dogon also, tirosh also, for the wine, for the grapes. But, right, all shiur malachim moshe. Right? Is that the same kind of shear? I saw the Bihar Daf, one of the questions was discussing what's the Gemara asking Menahani Mili on. But according to Rashi, Bapashtus, it's on the question of how do you know, since these are Daraisa, and only these are Daraisa, according to Rashi, right? Only these are Daraisa. Rashi continues. The Basar Shlish Ozli. How do you know you go after a third? The Ilu, Yerek, the Ozel, the Rabbanon, Basel, Akita, because by Yerek we go by when they're picked, and we have a Chanata, when they blossom. So those are not asking. How do you know that? We're only asking on the Daraisa. How do you know it's a third? What about Yeshua, Halacha, Moshe, Zeni? I don't know. So, Amr of Asi, Amr of Yochanan. Rav Asi said in the name of Yochanan, Umati ba Mishmet Rav Yossi Haglili, Amar Kra, it says in the Torah, Miket Sheva Shanim, at the end of 7 years, but Moed, in the Moed, in the festival, it's really talking about Sukkot of year number 8. This is the mitzvah of, I believe it's the mitzvah of Hakel. Yes, it's the mitzvah of Hakel. Shnas HaShemitah, in the Shemitah year, now it's not really the Shemitah year. The Shemitah year ended 2 weeks ago on the last day of the year. Now we're in year number 8. The Torah calls it Shnas HaShemitah. The Chagat Sukkot on Sukkot. So the Gemara says, Shnas HaShemitah Maya Vinite. Why is the Torah calling it Shnas HaShemitah? It's not the Shemitah year anymore, it's year number 8. Why does the Torah refer to it as Shnas HaShemitah? B'chacha Sukkis Shminithi, right? Sukkis of the eighth year. Rosh Hashanah was 2 weeks ago, now it's Sukkis. Why are you calling it year of Shemitah? Ella, to teach you this halacha about the third. Ella, lo malach, it means to tell you, kol tvua, all grain, sheviu shlish b'shviyas, that reached the third b'shviyas during Shemitah, meaning when Rosh Hashanah of year number 8 came, it had already grown a third, which means if it grew a third during the Shemitah year, it's Shemitah. Even though you're gonna harvest it in year number 8, it doesn't make a difference. It's still treated as Shemitah. Why? Because it got its third, which is the cutoff of growth. It got its third during Shemitah. Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Atenoid v'minik shviyis b'shminis. You have to treat it as Shemitah even in year number 8. Now, we still haven't explained how we get a third out of it. And the Gemara is going to reject this anyway, so just bear along. So Amalei Rav Zeira Rav Asa. So anyway, that's the makar. How do you know a third? Because the Torah calls year number 8 a Shnas HaShemitah, so it must mean that the fruits, the grain that grew a third in Shemitah are still considered Shemitah, even though year number 8. That's what the Gemara says. Amalei Rav Zeira Rav Asa. V'dilma maybe lo ayl klal. No, maybe. What the question is maybe, even though it didn't grow at all, the Ka'amar Rachmana Tishmet, the Tezel Archak HaSukkis. Maybe, Shemitah extends till Sukkis. Maybe such a rule that you have 2 extra weeks. The Torah calls it Shemitah on Sukkis time. So the whole, forget this third, the whole dinim of Shemitah are a year and 2 weeks. It's a year plus 2 weeks. Who's to say not? So the Gemara says, no, lo soka daitach, don't even think that. The Ksiv, because it says, this pasuk is in Shemos, v'chag ha'asif, at the chag of asif, b'tzeis hashana, at the end of the year. So the Gemara says, my asif, what does it mean asif? E lema chag haba b'zman asifa, is it the yontif that it comes at the zman asifa, the gathering in of the fruit? That can't be, because haksiv ba'aspecha. Because that pasuk says, v'chag ha'katzir, bikure ma'asecha, asher tizra ba'sadeh, v'chag ha'asif b'teit ha'shana, ba'aspecha. So it already called the yontif, a yontif of ba'aspecha, a yontif of gathering. And there's no Rashi explains, there's no reason to say it twice. There's no reason to mention twice that we're talking about a holiday of when you are gathering in your grains and your fruits. So, ela mai asif. What does it mean in the pasuk, v'chag, where it says, v'chag ha'asif? It must mean, my asif, katzir. It must mean the harvest. It must mean an actual harvest. What does that have to do with us? V'kim lehu l'rabbanan, and the Rabbanan established, the chol tevua, all grain, sh'niktzera v'chag, when it's harvested at Sukkot time, b'yadua, it's for sure, it's certain, she'hivia shlish lefnei Rosh Hashanah. That it had reached a third of its growth before Rosh Hashanah. In other words, when your this pasuk alludes to the fact that there is a certain harvest that takes place on Sukkot time. If you're harvesting it now, you're obviously harvesting it because it's ready to harvest. You're not going to harvest something if it's not ready, if it's not ripe. So you're obviously harvesting it now. The Gemara is assuming that the minimum growth. That you would bother yourself to harvest with is a third. And so if it's ready now at Sukkot time, that it's a third, it must be that it grew a third before Rosh Hashanah. That's how you know that a third is the cutoff. And the Kakarle B'teis Hashanah, and it refers in that passage to the B'teis Hashanah. So at B'teis Hashanah, it was a third, and then you'll harvest it 2 weeks later. And that's how you know that the cutoff is a third. So, Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah l'Rabbi Zeira. Listen, this is fascinating. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says to Rabbi Zeira, "V'kim lehu rabbanan ben shlish l'pachas mishlish." But the rabbanan were a bunch of farmers. They're so exacting to know when it's before a third and when it's after a third. They're so perfect. They're able to discern such a fine distinction between before and after. How can they tell that? Notice it's Rabbi Yirmiyah asking this question. We'll say in a minute about Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Amalei. So Reb Zera answers back to Reb Yirmiyah, "Lav aminalach, don't even talk. Lo tepak nafshecha labar mihilchasa. Don't take yourself out of the halacha. Why? What does he mean? So the Gemara says, "Kol midos chachamim kainhu. all the midos of the Chachamim are exact. What does that mean? Barbarim sa hu tovel. You can go into a mikvah of Arbarim sa. Arbarim sa is the minimum shear for a mikvah. Barbarim sa achas a kortav. If it's missing a kortav, any yachol litvul behen. It's not kosher. Now, Reb Zeira didn't answer the question. What Reb Zeira didn't say was, you can look at a mikvah and see if it's 40 sa or not. If it's missing a mashahu, a kortav, how can you tell the difference? He didn't answer that question. But Reb Yehuda didn't ask that question either. They're both not talking to each other. Another example. Kibetza metame Thomas Ochlin. The shear of a beitza, the shear of an egg, is metame food. Kibetza chasar shumshum. If it's an egg size minus one little seed, then what? Then ain't a metame Thomas Ochlin. It's metame. It's too small. The shear is a shear. Shlosha al shlosha, a 3x3 beged, metame midrash. That could be metame. That's the minimum size of a beged that you will sit on, like a mat. Shlosha al shlosha, chaser nima achas. If it's 3x3 minus a hair, it's minus one hair, then ain't a metame midrash. It's not metame midrash. Why not? It's not a shear. So Reb Zeira says to Reb Yirmiyah, what are you telling me about the third issue? The shiurim are exact. Right? So we know, but that's not what Reb Yirmiyah was asking. Reb Yirmiyah wasn't asking, your shiurim are not exact. He was asking, how do you tell? How do you look at a mikveh and know how many sar in there? How do you tell? But, so Reb Yirmiyah is going to retract and say, no, that's not, you're right. The Rabbanan are able to tell. We're not able to tell, but so I saw the Maritchai's others explain that Rabbi Yirmiyah always is the person throughout Shas who always asks these kinds of questions. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Yirmiyah that's the famous Gemara in Baba Basra that what?
He was thrown out of the base of Medrash.
Why? What did he ask? They threw him out. The Gemara there was discussing if you have the Gemara would say that birds generally stay within a 50 amah radius of its coop. 50 amah radius. So if you find a bird that is beyond 50 amos, you assume it's not yours, because it's beyond the radius. And if it's within 50 amos, you can assume it's yours, because it's within 50 amos. That's the distance that birds generally travel. In very, very general, that's what's going on. So Reb Yirmiyah asked, what if the one wing is on the 50-yard line and one wing is before the 50-yard line? Whose bird does it belong to? So for that question, they threw Yirmiyah out of the Beis Medrash. They threw him out. Yirmiyah always asks these kinds of questions. So, but if you think about it, Yirmiyah is not wrong, because his point is that your shiurim are not defined enough. If I can ask a question, then you didn't give a good definition. If you gave me a good definition, I wouldn't ask the question.
Is it a definition or the application, or how do you apply
it? Either way, whether it's definition or the application. You gave me a shiur. You gave me a measurement. Now that's not defined, because I have a question on it. And what if this case? It might sound like hair splitting. He doesn't like his hair splitting, right? It might sound like that, but it's not true.
But any case, any shiur is going to have a cutoff, and if you're dropping below that cutoff,
then the shiur is not defined. Is it ad b'chal lo ad b'chal? He didn't say that. They didn't give him that answer. They threw him out. Right? Then 100 plot later, they let him back in. At the end of the mesecta, they let him back in. he was able. So Rabbi Yosef said that's what was going on here. They didn't want to throw him out again. So they told him, you know, get your bearings before you speak up. We don't want to have to throw you out again. But so this is not really what was going on here, because he wasn't really saying your shear is not defined. It is defined. It's a third. Is it a third? His question was, how do you tell? What was the answer back? All shiurim are defined. A 40 saw is 40 saw, right? 3x3. That's his answer back. He's not really answering Yirmiyah back. He's talking about the old story, right? About the 50 amos with the birds, right? So that's what he's answering him. The shear is, my shiurim are defined. But that's not what Yirmiyah was really driving at. But the Gemara says, Reb Yirmiyah took it back. Hadar Amr Reb Yirmiyah. Reb Yirmiyah says, no, lav milsa hi da Amri. That's not what I'm talking about. I take it back. I'm not really arguing about this point, because we're going to see in a minute that they were able to know. The boy minei chaver merav kahana, because of kahana's chaverim in the yeshiva, asked the following question. Omer sheikrivu Yisrael b'chinisasan la'eretz. When the Bnei Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael with Yehoshua ben Nun in Nisan, they came in Nisan that year. So mehechi nikrivu. How did they bring the carbon Omer? They came in. How did they bring? I think they came on the 10th day of Nisan. So they came right before Pesach. The Omer is on the second day of Pesach. How did they bring the Omer? Im tomar de'ayil biyad nachri. It can't be that they brought the Omer from a nachri's crop. By the way, the Omer is brought from fully ripe barley, right? From ripe.
The mitzvahs are clear as baharets.
Right. I know.
Do they have to settle the land first? So,
I think that there's a distinction. Some of them, yes. Right? We say, v'chisavo el aretz, b'chala. Did it apply right away that second? Or did it take seven?
Is there a chiv Omer before?
But the Gemara is going to ask that question in a minute, whether it was a chiv b'chlal. Whether they could just dispense with it. So, but it certainly couldn't have been a goy's. That's for sure not. Why? Because Kir Tzecheba Marachmana has to be yours. V'lo Kitzir Nachri, it can't be a goy's. So that's for sure. For sure it couldn't be a goy. So the Gemara is assuming that they did do the carbon Omer when they came in that first year. What's a nafkamina for us? There is no nafkamina. But he's just asking a question. He's going to get an answer. And from the answer, we're going to apply it to our discussion of a third. So where'd they get the Omer from? It couldn't have been from a guy. So we might have krivu. Who said they brought it all together? Dilma maybe, Loba krivu. They didn't bring it. Listen, they're an ones. They couldn't. They just walked in. Where are they going to get grain from? It has to be that it's grown, right? But that's why we said that even if you have cut Omer, so they're walking down the street and they see cut Omer, that's no good. You have to cut it. Right, it's Docha Shabbos. You have to cut it. Has to be a Ketira. So they couldn't have even found it in the street. So maybe they didn't bring it. Lo Sokadai, that can't be Pshat. The Ketiv, because it says over there in Yoshua, in Perikei, Vayochlu, and they ate, Me'avor Ha'aretz, when they entered the land, Mimachras HaPesach. After Pesach. Mimachras HaPesach Ochel. Right? It's a very wordy pasuk over there to tell you that after Pesach they started eating. What's that to say that for? Must be that meikara mimachras pesach achol meikara lo achol. Before that, they didn't eat. Why? They krivu omer v'hadar achli, because they were able to bring the omer that matered the grain, that permitted the grain to be edible. So mehechin krivu, where'd they get this grain from? Where'd they get it from? So amalahen. So they Rav Kahana's friends answered back. No, you know how it was. Kol shel heviu shlish biad nachri. That what happened was they bought grain from a guy lo heviu shlish, it was still not a third, and then they had 5 days because they came in on the 10th, it's brought on the 15th, 16th, so they had a few days for it to go over the third mark. So they bought it when it was less than a third, and by the time they were ready to bring it, it was ready a third. That's the case. That's what happened. So the Gemara says v'dilma ayil v'lo kim lahu. Maybe it was already a third, but they couldn't tell. They couldn't tell. It's such a fine line between less than a third and more. They couldn't tell. Maybe that's the case. Ella, right? No, we don't want to say that. Ella, no. Kimlahu, they were able to tell. Hachanami, Kimlahu. So to hear, they were able to tell. Because the alternative is that either it was a goyiz or they couldn't tell. So either one of those two options is impossible. Then they couldn't have brought it. So it must be to be able to tell. To be able to tell when they came into Eretz Yisrael. Even today, we could tell. So if it grew a third, it's from the old year, and if not, not. Able to tell. So the Gemara rejects this whole thing. Vidilma, maybe, lo ayil klal. Maybe it didn't grow at all. Aval, but, hechel de ayil riva. But if it grew a quarter, let's say, Bein shlish lepachos mishlish lo kim lahu. So if it's already grown a little bit, it already grew a quarter, then there's no way to tell between less than a third and more than a third. If it didn't grow at all, so of course you could tell. So Gemara says lo saka daitach. It can't be. That can't be. Dikhtiv va'am olu min hayarden be'esel lachodesh. They came in on the 10th. V'saka daitach de lo ayil klal. So what are you telling me? That didn't grow at all. Bechamisha yome mikom alya. What, in 5 days it's going to become all finished? Right, what's the Gemara saying? That if it grows a little bit, it's impossible to tell. But if it doesn't grow at all, so anybody can go out there and say, there's nothing going on here. It's nothing growing. It's growing for a few days. Anyone can tell that. That can't be pshat, but in 5 days it grew a third.
Elamai, the Isle River Odanka. So it grew, let's say, a quarter or a sixth. Akati b'chamishiyo mikamalia.
So what? So even then it's problematic. So in 5 days it's going to be so finished. It's going to be a third finished.
So now we're going to reject the whole thing.
What do you have to say by the case of Yehoshua going in?
That Eretz Tzvi Ksivbe.
Eretz Tzvi. Tzvi is a deer. It also means choice. Choice. Right? Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Tzvi. It's a choice land.
Rashi says, he harps on the deer aspect, just like a deer jumps and runs very, very fast,
so too, Eretz Yisrael has a certain bracha to it that it can produce fruit and vegetables and grains very, very quickly. And it was maybe it was an ace, maybe it wasn't, that the grain grew very, very quickly and it was a third ready by the time the 5 days passed.
Hachanami here too, Eretz Tzvi Ksivbe,
it could be Eretz Tzvi. Meaning, it could be that you really maybe can't tell, but in a very short amount of time, it can produce so much that you're able to tell. So there's no raya here whether or not the Chachamim could distinguish between more than a third and less than a third in a normal case. Maybe they can't. It's very hard to. Not Chacham, anybody can't. It's very difficult. It's a very difficult gradation. It's probably impossible, very, very difficult, for someone to judge if a mikveh has 40 sa, or if it's 40 sa minus 2 ounces. It's probably a very difficult thing to measure. Right? But we're not questioning the shiurim. We're not questioning the shiurim. 40 sa is the shiur. A third is the shiur. The only question is, can you see it? And maybe that's what Yirmi was just driving at. I'm not questioning Yeshua, it's fine. I have no problems with them. The question is, can you see it? Can you able to measure that?
Okay.
Now we're going to reject this entire premise that the third is learned out from this from the pasuk. We had a pasuk up above about the asif, and we said before that is an indication that we're talking about a third. We're going to reject this entire premise.
Maskevlo of Chanina. Umi matzis amarta tahai asif katiru.
So wait a minute. We said before that the word asif in that pasuk didn't mean asif. It didn't mean gathering because the pasuk said in a different part of that pasuk, in the same pasuk in Shmos Chav Gimel Tes Zayin, it said ba'asbacha. That already means gathering. So it doesn't say twice gathering. So it must have meant harvesting. Harvesting is different than gathering. Harvesting is actually cutting it off. And then we said from there, it must be it was a third, because nobody would cut if it's less than a third, because it's not worth cutting. So that, now we're going to question that.
I've haksiv, but it says, ba'aspicha migorncha umiyekvecha,
that's talking about sukkis. That sukkis, the holiday of sukkis, takes place when you gather from your threshing floor and from your wine vat. And we learn out from that pasuk that the gatherings of the threshing floor and the wine vat, those are the things, those leftovers of the vineyard and the silo, those are what you should use for schach. That's the limud. We had this in Sukkah.
The aspecha, from your gatherings, of migorencha, from your silo, from your granary, umiyikvecha, and from your wine vat. Amar mar, psoles, gorin v'yeka because of medaber.
The pasuk is talking about the psoles, the leftovers from the wine vat and from the silo. So what's the question? The question is that the word ba'aspecha, that pasuk, does not mean harvesting. It does mean gathering. It means gathering. It can't mean harvesting. So your whole premise is all wrong. That pasuk, the pasuk on top of the amid, that harvesting, that the word gathering means harvesting, it means cutting, and from there you learn out a third, that can't be true. Because we see from here that the word ba'aspecha does not mean harvesting. It never does. It just means gathering. Whatever refuse on the floor, gather that up and use it for schach. And that's how you know that schach has to be one of the sources. That schach has to be stuff that's tamakal toma, that grew from the ground and it's no longer attached. And gather it up from the floor. So it can't mean gathering. It can't mean harvesting. It must mean gathering.
So v'amar mat, right? Amar of zera hamil sahavi biyadon.
We had something good in our hand. We had a good pshat.
V'asa Rabbi Chanina shod de narva.
And Rabbi Chanina came along and smashed it with an axe. Meaning, his kasha was a very good kasha. So good that we don't have an answer. So, back to the question. Ela minolon, how do you know that the cutoff is a third? How do you know? Kititatanya, like we learned, Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef Omer, Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef says, that it says in Parshas Bahar, that when you keep Shemitah, you're going, it's not going to harm you. Don't think that when you keep Shemitah, you're going to be in such a hole that you're never going to climb out of that, and you're never going to be able to have a good harvest, and you're never going to be able to have a parnasa. Don't think that at all. For 3 years you're going to have tevuah. Don't worry about it. Year 7, 8, 9, you're going to catch up so fast, you're never going to be harmed by keeping Shemitah. That's the Torah's promise. So what does it say? For asisat tevuah l'shalosh shanim. Al tikvi l'shalosh ela l'shlish. It's not 3 years. It means a shlish, a third, and the third is the growth. And that's how you know that the cutoff is a third. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. V'hami boile legufe. But don't we need that for the actual bracha? That for 3 years you're not going to be harmed? How could you have a libit about the third? So the Gemara says, no, we have another pasuk about that bracha, about the 3 years. It says, v'zaratem et hashana hashminis, v'achaltem in atvua yoshan atshana hatishas. You can have enough for the 8th, for the 9th. You keep the 7th properly, you'll have enough for the 8th and the 9th. Okay. And we're done with that. And that's how we know it's a third. Okay, I apologize. It's like I said before, so it's more of a Bekiyas daf. I was given very late notice about the daf today. Rabbi Rosner is not feeling well. Okay, we continue. Tanan Hossam. We learned in another Braisa. Ha'orez v'hadochen. Rice and millet, another kind of rice. I don't know if you eat millet, I don't know what millet is, but it's some kind of rice. They always go together. Always a doch and always go together. Rice and millet. Vaha pargin, and pargin is poppy seeds. Vaha shumshumin, and shumshumin are sesame seeds. Shehish rishu lifnei Rosh Hashanah. If they took root before Rosh Hashanah, misasrin l'sha'avar, that they're given ma'aser on that old year. They take root before Rosh Hashanah, that they're considered part of that old year, and all the ma'aser applies to that year. Umutar b'shvi'as. And it's mutar in Shemitah. Why? Because it didn't grow in the Shemitah year. It grew in last year. So it's not a problem. V'im lav, and if not, asur b'shvi'as. If it didn't take root yet, then it's taking root on Shemitah. That's a big problem. So either way, and if it takes root during Shemitah, then the Maisra goes from the following year. Fine. Amar Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said, Ilan Basar Chanata. The cutoff for Maisra and Truma and all that goes by Chanata. Chanata is some kind of blossoming, a blossoming of the fruit. When exactly that is, that's a big discussion. I think it's tomorrow's daf, but that's the cutoff for fruit, for trees. Tvua v'zeisim basar shlish. Tvua and zeisim, like we just said, the cutoff is a third. Yerek, vegetables, basar lakita. Goes after lakita, which is picking. Hani, kiman, shavinu rabbanon. So these items, these rice, which we assume is basically kidneyus, these certain kind of beans and these types of items, like where'd you come up with the shear? What kind of measurement is that of when it takes root? Where'd that come from? So we have because all the other vegetables and fruits, you have different cutoffs. So how can we come up with another one now? So Hadar Amar Rabba, you know why? Mitoch she'asuyin perachin perachin. Because these kinds of items generally crumble, and as Rashi explains, they are picked at different times, because as they get ready, they get picked at different times. So so therefore what? So if they get picked at different times, Azli Rabbanon Basar Hashrasha. The Rabbanon said, so then the cutoff should be when they took root. Because we can't have it when they're picked. Because they're all picked at different times. And they're harvested differently. So therefore the only universal time that makes sense to have this cutoff is when they take root. So Amalei Abaya, why? The Yitzbar Grono, Lutocho. So pile them up into, fine, they take root at different times because they start to crumble in the field. You got to harvest them, fine.
So v'yitzbar grono l'tocho, pile them up, gather them and pile them up in the granary, in your silo. V'nimtza tor min achadash shebo al chadash shebo. So then you'll give truma on the new stuff. V'hayashan shebo al yashan shebo. And the old stuff, right, you're not allowed to give truma or maitre from 1 year to the next. You can't say, this year I'm tight. This year I'm tight. I'm not going to give truma spices this year. Next year I'll give from this year and from last year. I'll give double. Not allowed to do that. Each year has to be by itself. So Abaye says, I understand you want to harvest them separately because they're crumbling and you can't leave them out there in the field. I understand that. Bring them in and you'll make sure that you'll harvest the new from the new and the old from the old. What's so terrible? You look puzzled. Milo Tanya, didn't we learn? Milo Tanya, didn't we learn? Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur Omar. Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur said, "Bishum Rabbi Shimon Shizuri." In the name of Shimon Shizuri, pull hamitzvi. This type of bean, shizaro lezera that's planted. Miktatzo hishrish lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Some of it takes root before Rosh Hashanah. Umiktatzo hishrish l'achar Rosh Hashanah. And some of it takes root after Rosh Hashanah. Ein tormenu ma'aser in zel zeh. You cannot give truma a ma'aser 1 year over the other. L'fish ein tormenu ma'aserin, because you can't lo min achadash al yashan v'lo min yashan al achadash. You can't give from 1 year to the next. You can't give from this year to last year and from last year to this year. So ketan hu osa. So what do you do? You're stuck. What do you do? So the Gemara says, no, I have a good idea. So there grono l'tocho. You can pile up again. Bring in these pul hamitzri. Bring them in. V'nimtza toreb u'maiser min achadash shabo al achadash shabo u'min yashan shabo al yashan shabo. Bring them in and harvest them and then give maiser the new for the new and the old for the old. No problem. Marcel, I apologize because we're going to be stopping in 2 minutes because we're going to be done. So Amalei Rav Shimon Shizuri. So Amalei, so the answer, so basically here's the question, just to review the question. The question is, We said before that kitnius, these types of grains, they are harvested, they are the cutoff, the shear, the determining factor when you have to give trumas and maizers is when they take root. Why? Because they're harvested at different times. Since they're harvested at different times, we don't want you running into the problems of being toreim for last year's stuff. So therefore, when it takes root is a universal time. And no matter what you do in your granary, it won't make a difference. So the Gemara asks why. Take it in, and you'll make sure you'll be Torah of the new from the new and the old from the old. Don't we see that applies by the Pul HaMitzri? So the Gemara answers, Amalei, Rav Shimon Shizuri Kamarta. No, we're talking about Rav Shimon Shizuri. He has a different Shita. Rav Shimon Shizuri Savar Yesh Bila. According to Rav Shimon Shizuri, the only reason you can do this is because he holds there is Yesh Bila. There is a certain kind of mixture. Meaning, we can basically say that the amount that you have in your house, in your silo, will correspond this year's stuff to this year's stuff and last year's stuff to last year's stuff. Therefore, bringing it in and piling up, like Abaye suggested, is appropriate. For Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan hold Ein Bila. Cannot do that. We cannot guarantee that it's the same proportions, it's the same measurements, and we're scared that you are going to perhaps give on the wrong year.
So what we're saying is Mikra Dinah should be B'shas L'kita.
Right. Right. Like all vegetables, L'shas L'kita. Right. Right. The only reason it's not L'shas L'kita is because it's L'kita at different times. Most vegetables, L'kita at the same time. Whenever they get ready, you pick them off. This is different, so therefore there's different rules. Okay. We'll stop here. I know it's a little early. Just again, I apologize. I was given very late notice. But Raz is not feeling well. I wish him refuah shleima. And hopefully he will be back tomorrow. Today's shiur was learned Lila Nishmas Chavi Khan's. It was sponsored by the Avirmian Chavi Khan. Lila Nishmas Chavi's grandfather. We have a name? No.
Mother.
Your mother. Okay. Shama Shadav and Aliyah. And everybody have a good day and a Freilich and Hanukkah.